Good morning, everyone. It's just gone 10 to 10 cowboy time on the 11th of August 2015. It's Tuesday. I'm in my room. I've been for my breakfast. I've done a bit of orientation around the hotel where what we learnt yesterday, mobility wise. One thing that we were shown to do, and I've never done this before, was to trail along the wall of the corridor with our right hand, because we'd have our dog in our left and not use our stick. When you haven't got your dog, what do you do? Do you use your stick or do you trail along the wall with your right hand and not have your stick with you at all? That's what we were shown to do yesterday, trail along and not have our stick, because we're not going to be using our stick, which is fair enough. But I've never trailed before, so I, to be honest, I found it a bit alien, walking along somewhere, feeling along walls. It's not natural to me. People have to know where they are. That's fine, that's fair enough. People do this by counting doors or counting fire doors, or if there are pictures on walls or signs on walls, landmarks are easier to find. I completely understand that. But personally for me, I don't find it very comfortable. I'd rather walk along and either use my stick or use what useful vision I have, which ain't much, to be honest. But there are things that I can pick out. I don't know. I suppose it's people's preferences. I have used my stick this morning, because it's all well and good trailing along walls, but we are in a hotel. There are going to be staff around doing housekeeping duties, and what do they have? They have trolleys with piles of toilet rolls on and piles of towels and the cleaning equipment and tea, coffee and sugar and all things like that. If I'm trailing along a wall and I don't see looming in front of me a big trolley, what am I going to do? If I've got my stick in my right hand or my left hand when I haven't got my dog, I'm going to hit it with my stick first. So it's a bit swings and roundabouts, really. And I suppose it depends whether you're a confident person, direction-wise, orientation-wise, or not. So what I might do, I'll see how much time I've got left, because I've just made a cup of tea, so, and I've got to be at the lounge for past 10, 11-ish. I might come back either on this boo or on another boo and do the routes that we've been shown to do. And I'll just walk through them and show you where I am and what I've got to do. I will take my stick, just more so. I know some people don't like the cane, as they see it as a stigma of being blind. But for practical reasons, when you are in a public place, I think it's more, makes people more aware of you with a stick rather than you feeling along a wall. I don't know if that makes any sense to people, but it makes sense to me. I'd rather have my stick than be feeling along a wall. And so some member of public thinking I'm a complete twonk. So I'll do that in a bit. I'll see how much time I've got left on this bow, and then I might run through these routes with you quickly. But I just wanted to raise that point, really, and see if anybody, what people's views are on trailing or caning or both. That's not cocaining, that is white caning. Oh, I could dig myself into a real hole here, couldn't I? White stick, you know. Sorry for those people who haven't got a clue what I'm going on about. Caning is a term used by people that take cocaine. And I'm not sure what colour powder cocaine is, but I've got a feeling it's white. It might be brown. I don't know if heroin's brown. Totally changing subject now, aren't I? But anyway, what are people's thoughts and all that, really? So I'll come back in a bit and try and run quickly through these routes. 3 minutes and pause recording. Or I might do it on another bow, because I've only got 3 minutes left on here now. Because I've whittled on for quite a while. That's it. There might be a few boos from today, so I do apologise if people get fed up of them.